Do you think I'm beautiful? The question every woman asks. Written and copyrighted by Angela Thomas. This abridged audiobook, which is read by the author, was published by Nelson Books, a division of Thomas Nelson Incorporated, Nashville, Tennessee. Chapter 1. Do you think I'm beautiful?
I've worn glasses since I was 18 months old. My first pair were those cat eye frames. You know, everyone thought that I looked so cute in them. Like, look at that little baby with glasses. Isn't she the sweetest thing? And then I began to grow, and for about a year I had to wear a patch over my right eye to make the left one stronger. I guess it was a decent idea, but it didn't work. It caused my weaker eye to become the dominant one. As an adult, I could only look through a camera lens or a telescope with my left eye. The one that saw 24,000 uncorrected. And don't you know that I was stunning in the Captain Hook patch with the cat-eye glasses on top. Eventually, in elementary school, classmates and neighborhood kids tagged me Four Eyes. I was special, one of maybe three Four Eyes in the entire school. Me and my wire-rimmed stop sign-shaped glasses. Now, how cool can one girl be with traffic signs in front of her eyes? For the record, not very. And a few years later, for the full effect, we added 3.5 years of braces, railroad tracks, tinsel teeth. That was me, thick bottle caps before my eyes, 10 on my teeth. And to make things as awful as possible, I was smart. In case you've forgotten, girls don't really want to be smart in junior high. They want to be pretty. By those tender junior high years, I knew for sure that beauty had eluded me. Now, my best friend Carla, she was beautiful. Some senior guy even asked her to the prom when we were in the 8th grade. The 8th grade! Can you imagine that? I've fumbled along with this beauty thing ever since those elementary days. Steady. That's what most people called me. There were no boyfriends to distract me from my friends or academics, and besides, who doesn't need a girlfriend as faithful as a golden retriever? As long as they'd pat me on the head every once in a while, I'd run and fetch and do just about anything to please. When compliments were handed out, I was an afterthought. People would tell one of my friends how gorgeous she looked and then add, "Angela, you look nice too." I felt like saying, "Please don't bother. You're only highlighting the obvious. I am the plain one." It was simply a predetermined fact that I could not control. I was not beautiful. Unless you asked my grandmother, who'd tell you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?